Tyler, it's my understanding you have been nominated for a pretty prestigious award from the FFA. I want to talk about the award, but first I think it's important that we talk about your background. How did you get started in agriculture?
I got started at a young age raising bottle calves, 8, 9 years old. From there, I started raising tobacco when I was in 8th grade. I grew that enterprise from 1 acre the first year all the way up to my sophomore year, where I was raising 7 acres. From there, we took a job with the Dalton Brunswick Levee District that takes care of 35 miles of government levee system that protects over 25,000 acres of bottom ground in Dalton Brunswick, Missouri. I also have grown my livestock operation from starting out with just a few cows to buying older cows, calving calves out, and selling those calves as bottle calves for replacements on heifers that have lost calves during January, February months. I also, over the last 3 years, have started a pecan production. Started out the first year picking up 150 to 200 trees, and I'm currently now picking up over 1,700. I also began a Stein seed dealership under the name of Lineman Seeds 2 years ago, and I'm currently expanding that enterprise also.
Well, I can certainly understand why you were nominated for this. You're quite the entrepreneur, and I know that you come from a long lineage of farmers. Talk about how your family influenced your career and what you're doing today.
They influenced me. My father gave me every opportunity that I could ever ask for. He let me use his ground to put in feedlots. I've gained use of his tractors to be able to get started, so I've had the opportunity to buy my own. My grandparents, they've also given me a great opportunity. I've helped them throughout my high school career on their row crop farm and have taken on any opportunity, you know, other than row crop to be able to expand and be ready for the opportunity to buy ground and expand and row crop later on.
And now you made an opportunity out of something that happened with your father. I believe he was involved in an accident in 2011. Can you talk about how that influenced you and what happened?
Yeah, I was currently enrolled in Moberly Area Community College, and he had a grain bin accident, shattering both of his heels. I made the decision to come back home instead of furthering my education and continuing with a 4-year degree, and come home and help manage his row crop operation. Along with, I believe, it gave me the opportunity to take on the seed dealership and also a couple of these pecan groves that I may not have had the opportunity if I would have went ahead and went on with my 4-year degree.
Tyler, you've been nominated as a 2013 finalist for the American Star Farmer Award. I'm sure this is just many awards that you've received over the years. If you could just give us a brief summary of some of the awards that got you to this point.
I began filling out proficiency awards like any other young FFA member my freshman year. I won my area proficiency all the way through freshman, sophomore, junior year. My senior year, I received first at state in a specialty production with tobacco proficiency award. My freshman year of college, I applied for my state degree along with interviewing for State Star Farmer and received that my freshman year. I felt that the American Star degree was a little far out of my reach, but my parents, along with my ag advisors, encouraged me to go ahead and apply, and I may regret it if I didn't. I'm very honored to be able to have this opportunity to interview for this award.
Moving forward, what do you hope to accomplish, let's say, in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I hope to expand my seed dealership. I'm currently putting in for this next year operation a seed treatment facility with a bulk site. I also have currently started a backgrounding operation, custom feeding feeder calves for local guys in the community, along with some bigger orders from out west. I also hope to be able to expand into row crop ground in the next 5 years. As everybody knows, prices are very high, and hopefully I'll have a foothold to have the opportunity if those prices ever come down.
Tyler, what kind of advice do you have for up-and-coming FFA members and even those that, just like yourself, thought that this award was out of reach?
Advice I have for them is that I've learned throughout the FFA is nothing is out of reach. Set your goals high, though you may not be able to achieve each one of them goals. If you don't set them high, you'll never have the opportunity to have a chance to achieve those goals.
Well, Tyler, you're going to be on the road Tuesday making the trip down to hopefully receive this award. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I appreciate the opportunity to be able to interview for this award, and I appreciate the interview.